following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat,
I'm drinking coffee,
Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
Hello. People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, tidy-whitey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Oh my god, we just walk over that intro every damn time, don't we? Episode 45. We do have a special sponsor real quick. It is Basket Emporium, official Basket headquarters for the Geek Gala. So just want to give a quick shout out to them.
Yeah, we'll be putting their inside joke. We'll their commercial up on the Facebook page. Yeah. Right, wait a minute, it's already on the Facebook page.
Yeah, Carol named that after I made a really bad joke on a video that the Giddy Geeker guys. Anyway, author Gail Martin's with us, but before you can even say a damn thing, Gail, we're going right into the rapid fire.
Yes.
This week done by
attack.
Tiffany
the
Tech. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, give a concise phrase.
Concise.
What place would you like to travel to see?
I want to go to Germany sometime before I die. I've heard it would be pretty.
I've heard it's lovely. What was the last concert you went to?
Oh, jeez. Mikey Mason at Dragon
Con. Very good. Yeah.
Very cool. Favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
Sure. Where would you take the TARDIS?
Oh. Oh, not the Black Death. well, that's pretty much anywhere else.
Okay.
Anywhere else.
Germany. To Germany.
Germany. Where?
What else would... what did you have for dinner last night?
Beef.
Okay. So what's for dinner? What TV show would you recommend nobody watch?
Ooh.
Oh, jeez. Dinner Impossible.
Who is the best sci-fi captain?
Mal Reynolds, damn right.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Good choice. Last song you listened to?
Blackmore's Night, Ghost of a Rose.
Oh, cool. Iron Man or Captain America?
Iron Man.
He always wins.
Yeah.
And if you were on a desert island and you had a solar rechargeable tablet, what book would you preload?
Just one.
Because you know you're going to be stuck on the desert island.
Just one. Just one. My gosh. Maybe. Jeez, I'd have to think about that. There are so many. Lord of the Rings, I guess. If I've got to read it over and over and over again.
This is awfully long. That's a good choice.
Yes.
album?
Not as long as the movie.
This is true.
Probably the Star Wars theme song. The Star Wars soundtrack.
Okay.
John Williams.
That would be very heroic.
After Matt's heart.
It'd be very heroic while I'm on that island. I'm running around the island pretending you're a TIE fighter.
You have to build a hut and just kind of play the music.
It's a little more heroic than the theme to Gilligan's Island, you know.
Which movie would you preload?
Can I have the whole season of Firefly, please?
We'll go with that, sure.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
And what game? Number tablet game.
Tablet game. Bejeweled.
All right.
Bejeweled is very popular amongst the desert crowd.
Yeah.
The deserted island crowd, I should say.
You have survived the rapid response.
Woo! Survived the
So tell us who you are and what the hell you're doing here.
I'm Gail Z. Martin. I write epic fantasy, urban fantasy, and steampunk. The epic fantasy is Chronicles of the Necromancer series for Solaris Books, and the Ascendant Kingdom Saga for Orbit Books, and the new book there is War of Shadows. The steampunk is co-written with my husband Larry N. Martin, and that's Iron and Blood for Solaris Books. Mm. And the urban fantasy is the Deadly Curiosities stories, and the new book in that series, Vendetta, comes out in December.
Wowzers. Wow. That's how you do it. Excellent. So how'd you get started? I mean, what was your first book or first inkling, first story? How did you go, this is it, I'm going to write, here we go.
Well, the first story I ever remember writing, air quotes there. I was 5 years old and I couldn't write yet, so I had to dictate it to my grandmother, and it was about vampires because I really, really love Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to just read the story. I wanted to act it out. So I commandeered the box the new vacuum cleaner came in and made it a coffin and rose from the coffin. You know, very theatrical. Fast forward to high school, some friends and I really wanted to continue stories in series that got canceled. This was pre-internet. So we did it old school, like I wrote them or typed them, and my friends came over and we passed them around the room and they read them. And then we used to go to some conventions out in Columbus, Ohio. I don't think the same convention still held there. It was a Star Trek convention. And at room parties, that's what everybody did, was they passed around these little handwritten or hand-typed stories. And I found out I could entertain people. And then my friends started pestering me for the next installment. And my freshman year in college was in between The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. And none of my friends wanted to wait for the movie. So my first full-length novel was writing my version of what came after Return of the Jedi. Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
It diverged in several important places from George Lucas's vision. I do have some friends who did read that manuscript who say they still like my version better. Because Luke went to the dark side, Han was the other, and Leia died. So,
but were there Ewoks?
No. There were no...
Okay, I like your version better.
Yeah, you did great. You did great, absolutely.
And that taught me I could entertain people, and then I was hooked.
Interesting. That's funny. After Return of the Jedi, I was in sixth grade, and I was at... My parents shoehorned me in for... We just moved to Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, actually. Okay. And they shoehorned me in this Emmanuel Baptist school, which I did not really fit in with. But I wrote and illustrated, like, five little pages, a Boba Fett story that took place right after Return of the Jedi. And Lando appears to die, but in the sequel he was going to come back, and it turned out he didn't die. But it was this whole thing. So I think it's interesting. It's like fan fiction before it really had a label, you know, and it makes a lot of sense, because back then you had, like, there was no internet. You had, like, Starlog and all these type of magazines, and they would guess, like, oh, this is what's going to happen. And you had the Star Wars comic books back then, where they would just make things up in between the movies. And so I think it was kind of a natural thing, you know.
And you had a very kind of kitchen table industry of people doing fanzines that got run off on a truly a mimeograph machine in somebody's basement, or, you know, copied off pirate, you know, on somebody's photocopier at work. And I did run a fanzine for about 4 or 5 episodes, and you know, we had several hundred people ordering it, and it got as far as the UK, and then I went to college, and, you know,
things
had other things I needed to
do. Life happens.
Yeah. Oh.
So what was the first piece you ever got paid for?
Well, you know, I got my MBA in marketing because I truly wanted to be able to afford copy paper. So I got paid for a lot of fiction when I was heading up PR and marketing departments in corporate America. And I tend to think that some of those annual reports I wrote were among my best pieces of fiction.
Oh, my God.
So I did get paid for that. Nice. And I'm counting that as fiction.
Absolutely. Giddy Geeker is here on this episode, but she is her voice is pretty much gone. Do you have any questions you want to ask? You want to whisper it to me?
You're doing a great job. Okay, we just had the geek gala, and I kind of galled my voice out. So probably there are listeners amongst us who are very happy that I have no voice, because they get to hear you talk for a change.
No, not at all.
No.
Stop making that happy face.
So, Gail, I'll admit, have not been familiar with your work, but sounds really interesting. I'd like to check it out. What would be a good sort of gateway novel for someone to read of yours?
What do you like to read? Do you like epic, urban, or steampunk?
Mm. I don't know what steampunk is. So
steampunk is kind of Jules Verne. The Victorians with all of their airships and gadgets, only stuff that should have been but never was.
Oh, Okay. That sounds interesting.
So Iron and Blood is set in an alternative history Pittsburgh in 1898. So there's airships and clockwork zombies and mad doctors, and I guarantee that something blows up or gets shot in every chapter.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
So it's it's a lot of action and kind of cheeky and a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds cool. I am writing that down.
I think that's good, though, Tiffany, because I think not everybody will know what steampunk is, because everybody has different geekdoms and fandoms.
And steampunk is kind of an odd one. It's kind of a... For the longest time, it was called alternative history because you really didn't have a label.
And it still kind of is alternative history, but I think it's gotten segmented into being Victorian era alternative history as opposed to, you know, Rome Never Falls or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, you know, a lot of people know it as more of a fashion trend than a literature. Yeah. So it's
the goggles
know.
And mechanical
I the goggles.
Gears and the yeah.
Interesting.
So what piece of you have you written that you're like the most proud of, that you were like, God, I really killed this?
Well, you know, you always love your first book to come into print, and The Summoner was the first novel that was published, and that's the first book in my Chronicles of the Necromancer series.
Yeah, that was your first book.
So you've got action, magic, ghosts, vampires, and a necromancer who's a good guy. You know, what's not to love?
And it's awesome. It really is. I've actually I've read the Chronicles of the Necromancer. They're very, very good.
Well, thank you. So that was, you know, that's all
that wasn't fiction. That was the real thing.
Yeah.
That
was,
she was talking about.
Oh, so good.
Sometimes when people come on, we're like, that's great.
No, I've actually read it. So.
Well, thank you.
So what would you, have you ever been approached by... like a TV or a movie company at this point yet? Or if they did approach you, would you say, I'll go, you know, I'll do that? Or
yes, of course I would. The answer to that question is yes. No, you know, I'm thinking of maybe flying a flag off my mailbox going, I'm here, but I haven't yet. The neighbors might talk.
You get around more than the mailbox.
Yeah.
Have you seen our sign? The neighbors do talk.
Yeah, they think we're a business.
You're like, what's the Greek gala?
It's not associated with the Greek festival downtown.
I know. They think they're going to come in my house and get, you know, Santa Copita or something. So.
Is there baklava here?
Well, only if I buy it.
She doesn't eat it. So where can we find your work besides a bookstore?
Well, they are in bookstores everywhere, if you have a bookstore handy. Otherwise, I'm on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Waterstones and Chapters Indigo, depending on where you are. But I'm also available on ebook, so you can find me on Kindle, Kobo, and Nook.
Okay.
And so I'm pretty easy to find out there.
And you don't just write books, you help other writers, too. Tell us a little bit about your writers group here in town.
We've been having fun. We are wrapping up our fifth year now with the Thrifty Author Publishing Success Network. And that's been a lot of fun because a number of our folks hadn't published yet before, you know, when they first started coming. And over the years, it's been fun to watch them come into their own. And we've all come a long way and just had a really good time. So that meets the second Wednesday of the month at the McAllister's on Mallard Creek Church Road.
Oh.
And it's on Meetup, so you can find us really easily. And we talk about all kinds of things that go with writing books, publishing books, promoting books, and then we kind of reboot and start all over again. And it's really what the crowd wants to talk about. But we have a good time.
That's excellent. Just, you all can support each other and...
Yeah,
I think that's
it
really
is.
Cool.
And everybody brings their experience. So now that we have several folks who are published, it's nice because we all have different experiences with things. And yet we have, there are always new people who are just getting started or thinking about getting started. And it's mostly people who write sci-fi fantasy, but we get some other people wandering in too, and that's fine too.
Excellent. So we were chatting before the mic went live. So you were just in Charleston, West Virginia, at a convention, and it sounds like it went really well.
Well, it was the Charleston, West Virginia Book Festival, and Neil Gaiman was the guest of honor, and they had several other folks of note, too, like Jody Picoult, And it was really a fundraiser, I think, for the Charleston Library. They also had a big book sale, but there was a vendor room. And most of the other booksellers there were local micropresses doing books on West Virginia history and the Civil War and local topics. But I went with Darren Kennedy and Matt Saunders and John Hartness.
All previous guests of Guardians of the Geek.
Yeah.
And we had a great time because we shared a booth. We shared rides up. So we had a really great time. And even better, we sold a lot of books because people seemed to really be looking for sci-fi, fantasy, all the stuff we had. So that was great to make a connection with people who really seemed to be hungry for some fresh books.
Excellent, excellent.
And where can people see you next?
Well, I will be at the University City Public Library on November 7th doing a meet the author kind of meet and greet and discussion Q&A, and that's on November 7th. And then I'll be at Atomicon in Charleston, South Carolina in November, and I'll also be at PhilCon in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, the weekend right before Thanksgiving. And that will be, there will be a launch party for Vendetta at Atomicon, and there will be a kind of a triple launch party at PhilCon for The Weird Wild West, which is an anthology from eSpec Books, and The Side of Good, The Side of Evil, which is another anthology from eSpec Books, and then Vendetta, which comes out December 29th.
Fantastic.
Exciting.
And what's, where can we find you on the web?
Well, right now I'm in a lot of places because this week is my annual Days of the Dead blog tour, and I'm on 43 different blogs internationally.
Wow.
And with multiple giveaways, including a big one on Reddit, Reddit Fantasy. And so the anchor pages where you can find where all of those goodies are is AscendantKingdoms.com and my blog DisquietingVisions.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I do want to give a shout out. So you were recently at, or is it upcoming? I forget the Geek Book Club.
You lost
Charlotte me. Geeks.
Oh, was that's that, true. That's coming up too.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, I did the one group at Park Road Books.
Yeah.
And that was a couple of weeks ago, and then that's there's right, another one coming up. I think November 10th.
Excellent. Okay.
At Mugs Coffee. That's another writers group.
We love Mugs.
We love Mugs.
Yes.
Oliver, woo!
And what she said, yeah.
I'm not quite sure what that squeak was, but we'll
his last name, Oliver, woo!
Well, Gail, thank you so much, and we're just going to make you stick around for one more day.
Thanks
For episode 46 to talk about some geeky stuff. I hope that's okay.
Sure.
I have no other plans, I'm sure.
Thank you.
So, bunk with Field.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofka. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.